From KUER News, I'm Brian Grimmett. Today we conclude our series profiling the five major midterm election races in the state with a look inside Utah's 4th Congressional District. Republican Mia Love hopes she can win the seat after being narrowly defeated by incumbent Jim Matheson in 2012. With Matheson announcing his retirement last year, Democrat Doug Owens has stepped into this year's race with the hopes he can overcome a very popular GOP candidate. KUER's Terry Gilday reports.
When Mia Love talks about her narrow defeat in 2012, the one fact she can't forget is the number of votes that made up that margin.
768. Who's counting?
Only 768 votes. But Love looks back on the race where she came up short as a learning experience.
Well, you know, when you come within 768 votes of a very popular incumbent, there's something to be said about that. I think that the campaign team, although we didn't know what we were doing, I think they did a very good job.
After serving as a city council member and then mayor of Saratoga Springs, Love defeated several prominent lawmakers in 2012 to seize the GOP nomination for the 4th District. Almost overnight, national leaders in the Republican Party turned out to support her. Senator John McCain, House Speaker John Boehner, and Condoleezza Rice all came to Utah, and she spoke at the party's national convention. During this year's campaign, Washington's GOP elite have been absent, but one Republican heavyweight turned out recently to support her.
I'm convinced that she's not going to just be a congresswoman. She's going to be a great congresswoman.
Mitt Romney headlined a rally for Love near Provo earlier this month.
I love this great country. And the reason I'm still out campaigning is I want to campaign to see people like Mia Love in Congress. And she's going to get there. You're going to get her there. She is the best. We're going to win this on November 4th. Mia Love, your next congresswoman. Mia?
I am running for you. I am running for Utah. I am running for freedom. Run with me.
Most of Love's traceable contributions came from out-of-state donors. She has raised nearly five times as much money as her opponent, Democrat Doug Owens. Owens is trying to do what Matheson did successfully in 2012, paint Love as someone who cares more about national party politics than representing folks in Utah.
Utah voters will think for themselves. They want somebody who's going to put Utah first, who's going to be independent, and that's what I offer, and that's how I'm going to win over the moderates.
Owens, son of the late Utah Congressman Wayne Owens, struggled early on in his campaign to become a recognizable figure among voters, but he feels his message is being received well among those he's engaged.
If voters get to know who I am and what I stand for, they'll vote for me. So I think the attention is wonderful. I appreciate it, and I'm working hard to earn more of it.
Education funding, specifically student loans, has become a central issue. During her 2012 campaign, Love's views were included in a Utah GOP mailer that suggested ways to reduce federal spending. Eliminating subsidized student loans and Pell Grants was on that list. Love hasn't called for similar cuts during this campaign, but Owens has attacked her on the claim from 2 years ago with ads like this one.
Mia Love's extreme views on education will hurt Utah families, and that's why I'm running for Congress. I'm Doug Owens, and I want to make it easier for students to access higher education, not harder.
But when Owens pressed her on the issue during a live debate between the candidates earlier this month, Love responded by calling for more state and local control over education funding.
I am convinced that an unlimited flow of federal dollars into colleges has caused the price of the rate of tuition to rise far faster than the rate of inflation, making it very difficult for middle-income families and lower-income families to receive a higher education.
Chris Karpowitz is the co-director of the Center for the Study of Elections and Democracy at Brigham Young University. He says Love is more recognizable than Owens, but she has struggled to reinvent herself as a more locally concerned candidate.
Those first impressions that were formed in 2012 were not always that favorable to her within the district or in the eyes of voters. And so she's trying harder, I think, not to be seen as too far to the right.
Karpowitz says Owens is trying to present himself as an independent thinker, one who wouldn't always follow the Democratic Party line in Washington.
He's willing to criticize Democratic policy victories like Obamacare or the Dodd-Frank financial reforms in an attempt to rally support among enough independents and moderate Republicans to really make the race interesting.
Recent polls in the race show that the contest is perhaps closer than first thought for a district that demographically leans heavily Republican. A poll released earlier this month by UtahPolicy.com put Love ahead by 9 percentage points, with an equal number of voters still undecided. A more recent poll conducted by Karpowitz and others at BYU put Owens ahead of Love by more than 3 points. But the sample size in that poll is small, only 236 respondents, and the margin of error is 6.4%, indicating that this race is still very much up for grabs. Karpowitz says both candidates are still struggling to overcome challenges.
The bad news for Owens is that he's running as a Democrat in a heavily Republican district, and lots of people still don't know very much about him. The good news for him is that when voters learn more about him, they like him. Reactions to Love are far more divided. Some respond very positively as they learn more about her, but an equal number respond pretty negatively.
Both candidates are campaigning furiously in the final days before the election. Love hopes her vast financial resources and broad GOP support will make the difference. Owens is holding out hope that he can pull off an upset. Terry Gilday, KUER News.